There's no free lunch when it comes to investing. But what about a podcast that delivers educational content on investing, financial planning, items of interest, and even the odd wacky topic? Welcome to the Free Lunch Podcast, hosted by Canvas Wealth. Free Lunch will bring listeners the team's vast knowledge and experience in dealing with uncertainty. Learn more and subscribe today at canvaswealth.ca.
Welcome back to the Free Lunch Podcast with Greg and Colin.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, eh? How about you, eh?
Pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the A at the end.
Who's that, Bob and Doug McKenzie?
Yeah. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Hey, like, how's it going, eh?
How's it going, Hoser? Yeah. Well, I had a real Bob and Doug McKenzie moment a little while ago because I went to California.
Yeah.
Went to a conference called Future Proof.
Yep.
Yep. And third time there.
Yeah.
It's been around 4 years. Missed it last year, but... Yeah, it's a conference. It's really cool. It's like 5,000 people, ish, right?
That's got to have grown to be one of the biggest, or if not the biggest, investment management kind of conferences.
I'm sure it is.
Anywhere.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is that the setting is it's right in Huntington Beach.
Yep.
And they take over a bunch of parking lots right next to the beach.
Yeah, nice.
And create this, a bunch of stages and vendor booths and meeting areas. And so it is really neat because you do obviously go and listen to a lot of really smart people talking about different things. You get a lot of different themes that come out of each year. It had slightly different themes. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't like being in Southern California?
Well, no kidding. And sadly, this is a conference that I, despite the many conferences I went to in my career, I never went to this one, and maybe I will next year. So tell me, with a group of 5,000 people, lots of great speakers, presumably. Mm-hmm. So what struck you? Like, what was the theme this year?
Well, the overarching theme was artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Right? Whether it be from different vendors trying to pitch their AI products to you.
Yep.
Or different speakers just talking about how AI is changing the landscape. Even things like how Google searches are going away.
Yeah.
There's no more clicks. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be AI generated.
Yeah.
Things like more efficient ways to not only manage money, but manage client relationships.
Yeah.
Through the use of AI. Manage a team more effectively by embracing AI. So, you know, AI is that thing to me, Greg, that... A lot of people are scared of, because we're kind of in this infancy stage, of course. But the data that I was given is that there will be 1 billion users of ChatGPT by the end of 2026.
That's pretty amazing.
I think the Earth is only 8 billion people.
That's right.
Right? Yep. So we use AI, we use ChatGPT almost every day.
Like I was going to ask you, so, I mean, you talk about... Well, AI is going to be a part of everything we do. Like, give some examples. Like, how does AI help in running an investment management business?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, it can help in creating reports.
Yeah.
It could help in creating messaging.
Yeah.
It could help in summarizing different things very quickly.
Yeah.
Because it just aggregates everything available on the interweb, as you like to call it, right? Right. Just an aggregator of information. So instead of before, like going to Google and saying, why is asset allocation so important?
Yeah.
And then getting fed a bunch of ads of different products, you're just getting a more concise, specific answer.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I think it's got, well, it's not just me that thinks this, but it has the potential to change a lot of what we do.
Yeah.
The one thing that it won't replace is the face-to-face interaction.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think, well, you know, it's fine. You know, you can go onto ChatGPT and say, well, you know, give me a diversified portfolio of ETFs or mutual funds. Mm-hmm. And it will do that for you, but it won't tell you when to rebalance. It won't tell you, you know, if they're the right mix for you. And it won't hold your hand through some pretty rocky times in the markets that we might go through. So, so I think there's always going to be a place for that human interaction, let's say.
Well, and one of the guys that runs Future Proof is a guy named Josh Brown from Ritholds Wealth Management.
Yeah, downtown Josh Brown.
Downtown Josh Brown. He gave a talk about some of the advancements. So he said, you know, like 10 years ago, people were like, oh, you'll never need to use a travel agent ever again.
Yeah.
You know, you can just go on Expedia or you can go wherever, book your own flights, book your own hotels, no problem. He said that one of the fastest growing vocations in America, that's how you say it, right?
America.
America. Yep. Is it's not travel agents, it's luxury travel agents.
Right.
So it's having a human connection with somebody that has, so if you want to go to Portugal, you're going to somebody who's been to Portugal, who knows where to go, what to see, how to get into it, how to get, you know, backstage passes kind of thing, what restaurants to avoid, where to stay, you know, and can build specific itineraries that require a human touch.
Yeah. And that makes sense. You know, it's not the kind of thing that you think of immediately because it's easy to, like you say, come to the conclusion that, well, nobody needs a travel agent anymore, you know, but yeah, for people that, that want that experience, you know, you need somebody that you trust that's been there and can give you, you know, sort of what you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's the same in our world, right? Like you said, you can go to, we'll just say ChatGPT, but any of them, right? I can't remember the names of all of them, Perplexity and whatever, but you can, it's not going to help you when the stock market falls 20% because of X.
That's right.
Right? It's not going to tell you that you need to stay invested and you need to look past this.
Yeah.
Whereas a big part of our job has been, you know, behavioral coaching around bad times.
For sure.
Right?
You know, it's interesting, and let me just take a diversion for a second, because when you talked about how ChatGPT will replace Google searches, think of all that money and time that people spent trying to elevate their profile online.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so to get a first, you know, page Google search result.
Yeah.
You know, and paying for that, you know, or sponsored, you know, Google results.
Sure.
Search results. So now it's kind of like, well, you can skip over all of that.
Well, sort of. I mean, so you're talking about search engine optimization.
Exactly.
Or SEO, which is being replaced by AEO.
Okay.
Which I guess the A stands for artificial.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Sure. But, you know, what they talk about is that even Google is changing so that it's going to Google Gemini.
Right.
So, but in order to sort of appear in a search, there's certain things that you need to really be focused on,
right?
Firstly, your messaging has to be in line with what kind of questions consumers will be asking,
right?
Versus paying somebody to be higher in the rank of the search engine optimization,
right?
Yeah. I can't remember all the terms that they used right off the top of my head, but, you know, just things like having reviews, the importance of having reviews actually promotes your brand.
Right.
Naturally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I guess when I think about it, like when I think of services I'm looking for, my wife and I are looking for, we always tend to go to referral sources.
Yeah.
So in essence, it just becomes a sort of gatherer of qualified referral sources.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what were some of the other, so AI was a big theme.
Yeah.
But clearly there must be other topics. What are some of the other trends in investment management or in this business that you saw?
Well, a big one is that, listen, 4 years ago with the first one, it was all about cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Everything was about crypto, right? Yep. That's just not even part of the conversation anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Interesting.
Can't remember what it was the year after that. Yeah. I think it actually was AI, you know, and now it's just further AI. But bigger trends would be sort of the futility of investment management from a stock picking perspective.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so in the States, they're going to a lot of these, what do they call it? Like, it's like indexing, but you can exclude certain things.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what the term for that is right now.
Right.
I should have been more prepared for this, Greg.
Well, there you go.
But I think the point of it was getting back to the basics of like being invested through lots of cycles in a well-diversified way.
Yeah.
Focusing on your asset allocation, understanding your risks. I mean, those are all the things you want to hear, right? Yeah. And then just using AI tools to augment your service delivery.
Well, and I guess that's the secret about AI is it is a tool. Okay, AI isn't going to solve all your problems.
No.
But it will allow you to, as an advisor, it allows you to offer better service to your clients. And from the client perspective, you're benefiting from that, you know, both directly and indirectly.
Yeah.
So in terms of being able to understand your investments, understand how everything fits into the overall plan, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, in the past, there's been lots of discussion about behavioral finance. So is that still a big topic of discussion at these conferences?
Oh, huge. Yeah. I mean, they had sort of the top behavioral finance people delivering presentations, people that you would know that you and I have had the privilege of knowing over the years. Yeah. But even like Barry Ritholtz, the founder of Ritholtz Wealth Management, talked about communication, behavioral biases, and avoiding mistakes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he talked about this concept of like denominator blindness.
Okay.
Where...
Explain.
Well, it's like, okay, the Dow Jones is down 200 points today.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Right? Like you got to put it into context, right? Yeah. I mean, so what? Like the Dow Jones is at, I don't know, whatever, 35,000 points, 40,000 points. Oh, like
that was so long ago. 46,000.
46,000 points. Like, so, yeah. Okay, so it's down 200 points. Big deal. Yeah. Yeah. Like that's nothing.
That was less than 0.5%.
Yeah. Right. Or even like what you and I have talked about in the past when the Dow's down 1,000 points today.
Yeah.
Okay, so it went from 46,000 to 45,000. Mm-hmm. So what? You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I mean, different than when we were in 2009 and the Dow was at 12,000 points.
Yeah.
And it dropped 1,000 points.
Yep.
That's a much different number
exactly.
than dropping 1,000 points on 46,000. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So this denominator blindness is what he referred to. And talking about like randomness and forecasting traps, like as you and I know, markets are super volatile and nobody complains about upside volatility.
Nope.
Never. Right. Like I'm making too much money. What's going on?
Yeah.
Never had that conversation.
No, never. No.
Yeah. How unexpected events happen. That's why they're unexpected.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
exactly.
If they're expected, they'd be called expected events.
You should have expected that unexpected event.
Yeah. So what Barry talked about was how we help clients understand context rather than just headlines.
Right.
Which is really important. Like we've spent a lot of time with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Interesting.
And also, listen, there is a behavioral side to people where they want to have this fantasy of trading.
Yep.
And what he talked about was like, have a cowboy account.
Yes.
Keep some amount in there, 1-5% of your allocation.
Yeah.
Trade your brains out.
Yeah.
Right? Just don't make it enough that it'll impact the overall picture.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we've talked about that before. And then for sure. And then something called information hygiene. Never heard of that one before.
No.
Yeah. It was about sort of filtering what matters and when reacting is helpful versus when it's just noise.
Yeah.
So most of that, those headlines are just noise.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, this is a big one.
And some of the other people that are there, people like Daniel Crosby, who you've interviewed and we've interviewed on this podcast many times before, big behavioral guy.
Yeah.
Did he speak there?
He did. Actually, he recorded one of his podcasts, Standard Deviations, there. I didn't have the privilege of listening to that one. I was at another presentation at the same time. And, you know, I was also fortunate to be on a panel there.
Yeah, tell me about that.
That was fun. You know, that was fun. It was myself and two other independent advisors in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, a mainly Canadian audience.
Yeah.
Because Canada and the US they're similar, but they're different, right?
Right.
Like that conference is a lot of RIAs in the US.
Yeah. Registered
independent advisors.
Independent advisors, yeah.
And we don't necessarily have that channel in Canada or not quite the same. Mm-hmm. We have a similar channel called Investment Counselor Portfolio Manager or ICPM.
Yes.
So the ICPM world is very similar to the RIA world, but it's not quite the same.
It's not developed to the same extent yet either. I mean, but it's going in that direction as evidenced by your own business.
For sure. Yeah. So there were a few sort of bank broker dealers from Canada present, but a majority of the Canadian presentation came from either pure independent firms or sort of corporate independent firms.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting difference. And certainly the move that you made to independence last November, I guess, is part of a trend that just as usual, Canada's many years behind the U.S., but a trend that's very much alive and as you say, as evidenced by, you know, 5,000 people attending this conference, most of whom were independents.
Yeah, big number of them independents. Another theme that came out of it, Greg, was, of course, you're walking around meeting a bunch of people, and, you know, what's a common question? Where are you from? And you say, oh, I'm from Calgary. And, you know, of course, it's mostly Americans that you're talking to,
yep.
right? And the number of people that simply apologized to me for the behavior of their nation
yes.
was quite astounding. Yeah. And it was nice to hear, because even before going down, we sort of struggled with, are we really going to travel to the U.S. right now and go mm-hmm. to this conference,
yep.
given everything that's going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, listen, we're going to Southern California. We're not going yeah. to Kentucky, no. right? Nothing no. against Kentuckians.
Not at all.
Do you say Kentuckians?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I know if you're from Michigan, you're a Michigander, but.
Right. Yeah. So that was interesting to have that Canadian, the apology to Canada.
Yeah.
Because usually it's us Canadians apologizing for everything else.
Well, right? That's right.
Like, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yeah. No, it was all me.
Now I noticed looking at your water bottle here, and you have a little decal.
Yeah.
Saying Great White North Canadian Lounge.
Yeah, so Q Wealth, which Canvas Wealth is a partner firm of, sponsored something called the Canadian Lounge. That was actually really fun. They set up right near the lobby of the hotel that we were staying at, and it was only open to Canadians.
Oh, okay.
You had to be a Canadian
right.
person mm-hmm. that presented Canadian ID.
Right.
And if you could do that, yep. you could come in and you could listen to Canadian music.
Okay.
Drink Canadian beer.
Mm-hmm.
Eat Canadian food,
right,
and talk to other Canadians.
There
you and the
sounds very exclusive.
It was our own border,
right. Okay,
but the funny thing is, the number of Americans that were trying to break into the Canadian lounge.
I was going to say, you know, maybe it would have been a friendly thing to do to, you know, invite a few in.
Well, there were a number that snuck in. Like, there was talking to one guy from a reporter from Investment News.
Okay,
and I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "I'm from Virginia."
Yeah.
So how'd you get in?
Yeah.
He said, that's a secret.
Fake ID.
Yeah. And there's a couple others that were trying to actively get in.
So what did you do in the Canadian Lounge? You know, like play, you know, did you go like set up a curling rink or something? You know?
No, I was just, what did they have? They had like, I don't know, like an air hockey table.
Oh yeah.
Mainly just beverages and fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So with this conference, when you came away from it, how did you feel about, you know, say the state of the investment, you know, world, mm-hmm. you know, and where Canada fits in? Because certainly a lot of these things, you know, happen south of the border first.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we've often talked about how Canada is only 3% of the world market cap.
Yep.
And yet 90% of Canadians invest 100% of the wealth in Canada.
Yep. Home country bias.
Just
yep.
on steroids.
Yep.
Right. And worse than that, maybe just all oil and gas stocks in Calgary.
Right, well, it could be.
Right. So, what did I take away that really our approach to investing has been right
mm-hmm.
for many years?
Yep.
We're not necessarily pro Canada. We're not against Canada, but
no, of course not.
Canada is just a small part of the overall investment world.
Yeah.
That, you know, the principles that we've stuck to still remain true. Mm-hmm. You know, asset allocation is super important.
Yeah.
Being diversified, super important. Rebalancing, super important. Mm-hmm. Ignoring themes.
Yeah.
Also super yeah. important.
Yeah.
Right. The big themes right now are around liquid alts, right?
Good old liquid alts.
Yeah.
So describe liquid alternatives for the people at home.
You know, I don't know if I have a good way of describing liquid yeah. alternatives because, yeah. you know, to me, this could be private credit, private yeah. equity.
Yeah.
That is liquid. Maybe.
It's kind of like what we've always said to run away from as fast as you could, and that is finally investment options that used to be available only to high net worth individuals are now available to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, so hedge funds that you can buy and sell like a mutual fund.
Yeah.
Or other, like you say, private credit. Yeah, those things are, well, you know, they're private.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that, you know, that we always sort of held to a high standard was the quality of the investments, you know, based on the transparency required for securities to trade on a public market.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you get into private markets, private equity, private debt, then all of a sudden, well, all you're doing is you're investing in things with a great big black box.
Yeah.
You don't know what's inside of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I know years ago you'd hear people say, well, I just want to invest in things that I know, that I understand. Uh-huh. And and that's where people would buy things like bank stocks. Because right. like, well, I go to the bank.
Yeah.
Right? Or they'd buy like, I don't know, Petro-Canada. Not, that's yeah. not a good example. But, you know, they'd buy, pick one, yeah. a retailer.
Yeah.
Hudson Bay.
Sure.
Well, I go to the Bay. Well, yeah. how'd that work out for
yeah.
you?
But, yeah, really.
You know, Canadian Tire, whatever, right?
Walt Disney. That was always
sure.
a classic one.
Go yeah. to Disney. Yeah. Home Depot, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But there's more to it than that, right? Like that's just another form of bias that needs to be ignored.
Yeah. yeah.
And that instead, when they say, I want to invest in things that I know, well, why not make that invest in the U.S. stock market?
Right.
Right? And the Canadian stock market. Not necessarily the, not picking on them, but the, I don't know much about the Filipino stock market.
No.
So maybe I don't want to have 90% of my money invested in that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or the Danish stock market, which, yeah. you know, was one of the best performing stock markets in the world, thanks to one stock.
Yeah, a little bit of concentration risk there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, that's good. You know, and I always found going to conferences like the one you were just at was good to sort of remind you of what's important.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of noise out there and a lot of hype and a lot of media attention, you know, mm-hmm. and all you need to do is turn on CNBC and 60%, 70% of what you talk about is going to be Mag 7 stocks.
Yeah.
You know, the Magnificent 7, NVIDIA, Microsoft, Apple,
mm-hmm.
Amazon, Google, you name it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so there is life beyond the Mag 7.
For sure.
And again, as we've talked before, anybody with a well-diversified portfolio is going to have those stocks anyway.
Well, I think, I mean, going beyond the well-diversified portfolio is different services. So there were a number of vendors down there that were promoting their services
right.
in an effort to, you know, look at things like family offices.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we've talked about in the past,
yeah.
right? What types of services do you offer in-house versus what do you outsource?
Yep.
What is a family office exactly?
Yep.
You know, one of the companies I ran across, they do bill payments for your clients.
Interesting.
Like your monthly bills.
Yeah.
And for that service, you pay them a fee.
Right.
But it's a service you can actually use,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, for sure.
There's things like will and estate planning, mm-hmm. but done through not a bank,
yep.
but like just a different provider,
yep.
right? That's yep. more digital, mm-hmm. you know? I guess maybe the other theme that came away from that was, you know, this obviously technology is all around us.
Yep.
It's forever changing and improving.
Mm-hmm.
As is evident with AI, right?
Yep.
And the use of AI to improve that technology, and it's all in an effort for the end user.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
It's still directed by people.
Yeah.
But, hey, if you can do something faster and yep. more efficiently
yeah.
with the use of AI.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah absolutely.
It's like when the car was developed. Yeah, yeah, you could still ride your horse to the store.
Sure.
Why? But you could just get in the car and go a lot faster.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I got anything else.
Okay. Well, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like a great conference. And yeah. I understand the music was pretty good, too.
Yes. So there is a concert after the third night. And this year it was Blues Travelers and Bush.
Okay.
And yeah, that was cool. It's fun. Yeah. A little better than a few years ago. It was like Wu-Tang Clan, which I have nothing against. I don't mind the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yep.
But they might have said some things to the audience that were just a little offside.
Understood.
So this one was a little more muted.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks for the update. That's interesting.
Well, hey, my pleasure, yeah. Okay. You know. And yeah, why don't you come next
Maybe
year?
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Till next time.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to the Free Lunch Podcast hosted by Canvas Wealth. To subscribe to this podcast to get more realistic insights on investing or to connect with one of our talented partners, please head on over to canvaswealth.ca. We'll see you next time on the Free Lunch Podcast.
Financial planning services are offered through Canvas Wealth. Portfolio management services are provided by Q Wealth Partners, a registered portfolio manager, investment fund manager, and exempt market dealer. Canvas Wealth is an owner and partner in the Q Wealth Partnership. The information discussed in this show, including any opinion, is based on various sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy cannot be guaranteed and is subject to change. The opinions expressed in this show are opinions of the individuals and do not represent the opinion of QWealth as a firm.